The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen. Daf Lamed Bet. Today's daf is being studied by Neshmat Mordechai Yosef ben Sarav, and Manat Zekanati Yafav bat Sarav, and Neshmat Abraham ben Esther, and Hashem Tanicham ben Eden. Amen. Begin today's daf on Lamed Aleph Amud Bet. And we are at the Mishnah. Zeba behabito vezeba bekorato. You have two guys walking in the Reshut HaRabim. They're both allowed to be in the Reshut HaRabim. This guy's walking with his habit, with his barrel. This guy's walking with his korah. They're walking towards each other. Nishbera kadosh shel ze bekorato shel ze. What happened? This guy's barrel got broken from this guy's beam. So the din in the Mishnah is patur. Patur, Rashi says, why? Patur, shilishneim reshut lehalech, because they both have permission to walk. Shilizeh reshut lehalech, vezeh reshut lehalech. They both have permission to walk in the reshut harabim. So therefore, they're both on the right. Who's more guilty? They're both innocent. They both had rights to walk over there. And therefore, he doesn't have to watch where he's going. He's walking in the reshut harabim. He's also walking in the reshut harabim as well. Okay. Because bottom line, you have a combination over here. You have a hishtatfut. Both of them are involved in the nizik. It's not like one guy was standing and one guy rammed into him. And they're both walking. So they both are considered as if they joined in the hizik. He was walking this way, he was walking that way. They're both allowed to walk there. So in that case over there, they came close to each other. And therefore, they're both, it's not considered a hayav. Hayav ba'ala korah rishon. Oh, now we go back to other cases. Let's say the Baal Qura was in front. Ubal Habit Aharav, and the Baal Habit was behind him. So again, the guy with the Qura is in front. Nishpera Habit be Qura. What happened? The Habit broke. That means what? That means he sped up. Again, the Qura guy is in the front. The Habit guy sped up, and by that, he bumped into the guy with the Qura. So therefore it says, Patur Baal Qura. The Baal HaKorah is patur. Who would you speed up for? Who asked you to tailgate? You should have stayed behind. However, the Im Amad, if he stood, Baal HaKorah, which means if the Baal HaKorah stood, he stopped. Now why did he stop? He stopped to relax. Okay? Now, you have no right to stop to relax in the middle of the Reshut HaRabim. So he stopped to relax in the Reshut HaRabim. Hayav. Good. Now, we learned on yesterday's daf, if however he screamed and said, hey, I'm here, don't come, then already he's patur. If he stopped in order to relax, then already you're not allowed to relax in the Reshut HaRabim. What are you stopping for? You're a stumbling block. But, again, I said, if he warns, then already it's okay. Good. The imamad bal habit amod patur. It's Mishnah says, if he told the bal habit amod, patur. Hayab bal habit ish, and I go to reverse case. The bal habit is in front. Ubal kura aharon. The guy with the kura is behind him. Nishpera habit be kura hayaf. So what happened now? The guy with the kura sped up. He busted the habit. He's hayaf. Who asked you to speed up? V'im amad bal habit patur. However, if the bal habit stopped again, same case, stopped again to rest. So the Baal Habit is stopping, and the Baal Qura is walking in his merry way, and he bangs into him, so therefore he's going to be patur, because who asked you to stop in the Reshut HaRabim? V'im amar le Baal Qura amod, hayav. But again, if he tells the Baal Habit stop, then already he's going to be hayav, because he gave him a warning. So it's like the case we just learned, just reverse. Okay. V'chein ze ba b'niro v'ze b'pishtano. Similarly, the same case would be with a guy walking with candle, and one guy walking with pishtan. Pishtan is flax. Same rules that we said, one guy's in the front, one guy's in the back, which means You have the same scenario over here that if the guy, let's give one case. The guy with the ned is in front and he stops. Okay? Now the guy with the pishtan comes along and damages his pishtan, it's going to be hayav. Because what did you stop for? But if he warned him, it'll be patur. The reason why you need the last case is because you would have thought maybe a ned is more dangerous. Maybe the guy with the ned is always hayav because ned is very dangerous. Come from now, the same laws apply to ned as applies to a habit. Right, that's the way they explain over here. המשנה צריכה לשמיענו זאת כדי שלא נאמר שמאחד הפשטן עלול מאוד להדליק על ידי הנר העובר לידו ללם יהיה חייב בעל הנר ומזיק יהיה חייב או שלא נאמר שמשום כך לעולם בעל הפשטן יהיה חייב לשמור הפשטן או maybe you say the other way maybe the בעל הפשטן is always חייב because you know it's very dangerous so you always going to put both ways כמה שלא נאמר it's the same deen as the habit and the Korah. Okay, now comes the Gemara and begins בעמיני רבה בר נתן מרבונה המזיק את אשתו בתשמיש המיטה מהו? Person was having תשמיש with his wife and he damaged her in the interim. What's the deen? What's the question? כיוון דברשות כעביד פטור. Well, you say, well, he's doing it, he has רשות. So since he has רשות, so he's פטור. עוד דלמה, ועלה לעיוני. Maybe he should have been careful. אמר לה, תניתוה. What do you mean? We learned it in our Mishnah? שלזה רשות להלך, ולזה רשות להלך. Then wasn't that first case in the Mishnah? The Baal Chavit and the Baal Korah walking together in the Rishut Rabbim. Right? So they bump into each other. So we said the Patur, because they both have permission to be there. So the same case over here with the Tashmish. He's allowed to be there, she's allowed to be there. He has Rishut. If you're Mazik in an area where you had Rishut to be, right? It wasn't intentional over here, so therefore it's okay. Amar Rava, what do you mean? Kava Omer, I make a Kava Omer. The Kava Omer is coming from the law of a person that kills Bishogig. So where does he kill Bishogig? It's this guy went into the Yar, right? That was the forest. And he went in the forest and he took a axe and he chopped a tree. And what happened? The axe head or the handle went flying and killed somebody. So the Gemara says, Uma Yar shezeh lirishuto nichnas vezeh lirishuto nichnas. When it comes to the yard, each guy went into his reshut, which means they're both allowed to be there. Nasa kimi shenichnas l'reshut havero v'hayav. But the Torah considers it as if you went into the reshut of somebody else. That's why you're hayav. So when you're in your yard, it's not your yard, you're allowed to be there. He's allowed to be there as well. But when you chop the tree down, so what's the deen? We consider it as if you now entered the reshut of the other guy, and therefore you're hayav. Zesh l'rishut havero nechnas. Here by the Tashmish case, where you mamash entered the reshut of somebody else. Local chicken? Or the most you should be hayav. If in case of Eid Miklat, where you entered your own reshut, the yard, and you killed, and we consider as if you entered your friend's reshut. Certainly when you mamash enter your friend's reshut, like in the case of the Tashmish, so you should be hayav. But what do you do with Amishnah then? אלא הקטן של זה רשות הלך וזה רשות הלך. What do you mean? So it's a stira on our Mishnah then. So our Mishnah says in the case where the Rishut Rabim, where they both have permission to walk, you're patur if you're damaged. Hatam tarvayu kadadininu. In the case of the Rishut Rabim, both are equal, which means both shared in the damages. Hacha iyu ka'avid ma'aseh. Which means, over here by the case of the Tashmish, as well as the case of the Ya'ar, there's one person that's doing an action. By the case of the yard, one guy's standing and the other guy's chopping a tree. That's worse. He's doing the action. In the case of the Tashmish also, she's passive, he's doing the action. You're right, in the case of the Mishnah, where both guys are walking and shooting the beam, who did more action? They're both walking. They collided into each other. Right? They both had permission to be there, patur. But in the case where the Arei Miklat case in the yard, or in the case of the Tashmish, where one person is doing the action, that's why it's going to be hayav. So the Gemara says, "Vihi lo." What do you mean? She's not considered when she's making tashmish. She's not considered doing an action. It should be considered like the case of two guys walking in the Shutta Rabin. They both have permission to be there. She's also doing an action. How do we know she's doing an action? Vaketiv v'nichletu ha'nefashot ha'osot. Keyword mekerev amam. So when a lady commits ni'uf, let's say adultery. So it says you kill the guy and the lady. And it says, what does the Torah call them? Ha'nefashot ha'osot. The souls that did it. It's mashma that what? That the tashmish is considered a ma'aseh. And it's considered ha'osot, both of them. The man and the lady.
Oh, so if they're both considering a maaseh, he should be patur. Understand? Which is the Torah calls it osot. Kabbalah says, hana'a letarvayu itlehu. It means also, meaning they both have hana'a from the tashmish. Iyu maaseh udekabi. But the maaseh is attributed to the man, because she's passive. So therefore, yes, osot, meaning the both of them that had hana'a. But not that they actually did a maaseh. The maaseh is on the man's side. Why are you killing her? Because she had hana'a. But the point is, the Ma'aseh the Gemara wants to conclude, according to Rava at least, that you would have to pay for the damages that were done by the Tashmish, because you went into somebody else's reshut, and namely the wife's reshut, and you damaged, and you did a Ma'aseh. Similarly to going into a field and killing, you did a Ma'aseh as well. Comes the Gemara and says, Aya Ba'al Korah Rishon. Okay. Amar Ishtakish. Now we go back to a case that we've had several times already. Shte parot b'reshut rabim. Okay, you got two cows in the reshut rabim. Achat levusa v'achat mehalechet. One is crouched down, and one is walking. Ba'ata mehalechet b'revusa. What happened? The cow that was walking saw the cow that was sitting down, kicked it. Now, it could have walked right over it. But instead, it went and it did a thing that's mishuneh. Thing that's different. It kicked it. What's the deen? Petura. Because come along and say, what's your cow lying in the middle of the shuk tarabim for? What do you want from me for? Okay. Ravsa b'mehalech, revusa b'mehalech, but the opposite. Let's say the revusa, the animal that was crouching in the shuk tarabim, kicked the one that was walking. Hayevet. And died. What are you kicking over here? You have no right to kick over here. I kicked you because you were sitting in the shuk tarabim. I got to get past you. But you have no right to kick me. I was walking, I was doing the right thing. Good, that's the din of Ishtakish. So the Gemara says, Lema Misayalev. Can we bring a proof to this Ishtakish? Let's try to bring a proof to it. Haya Ba'al Korah Rishon. Okay, let's get the clarity. Ba'al Korah Rishon, the guy in the Korah is in the front. Ubal Havit Aharon, and the Havit is behind him. Nishpera Havit Bekorah Patur. Good. The Havit guy rushed up, and that's why his Havit broke. The Ba'al Korah is Patur, because who asked you to rush up? You broke it yourself. Vim Ahmad, but if the Baal Korah stood to relax, then Baal Korah Hayaf. Why? Because who asked you to stand? So now let's analyze. The guy that stood, the Baal Korah, is considered like the Rivutza. It's considered like the animal that crouched in the Rishut Rabim. And the Baal Chavit was considered like the Mehalechet. Oh, Ve'ahacha dechirbutza b'mehalechet dameh. Here, it's similar to the case that what? That you have the mehalechet, or the revusa, I'm sorry, the one that was sitting, damaged the mehalechet. Get what I said? Ve'acha, the chirvutza b'mehalechet dameh. It's that what? The revusa damaged the mehalechet. The revusa is the Baal Korah, because he stopped, and he damaged the havit, who's the mehalechet, the ketani hayav, and it says hayav. So therefore, they're bringing a ra'ayah for the shtakish. The shtakish, you just said that, what, if the ributza damaged the malechet, he's hayav. Yeah, you see, I'll bring a ra'ayah to that. If the Baal Korah stopped and thereby damaged the Baal Habit, he's hayav. That's like the ributza damaging the malechet. Beautiful. Kibra says, v'tizbera hasayye ba'ya. Which means, you think over here that you're bringing a proof. Lo mistayad de lo misayad. Not only aren't you bringing a proof to the shtakish, ela makshena mekashya. You're actually bringing a question. By the way, this is not a proof. This is a problem for the shtakish. Why? Ta'ama de ba'ata. Because the shtakish's din was what? That if the revutza kicked the mehalechet, kicked, then already hayab. Ha'uskam mimela patur. But it's mashma that if the mealechet got damaged by mistake, which means it just tripped over it, so then it's going to be patur. Which means, again, when did we say the revutza is chayav? The revutza is only chayav when he kicks, when he does something mishuneh. But it's mashma that if the mealechet got damaged, by the way, nitkal. No, the revutza. No, there's two cases. There's two cases. We're going in the case now where the damage is done by the revutza. So we're saying, And the Revutza case, when is he hayav? He's hayav when he kicks. However, tamad ba'ata, ha'uska memela. But if uska memela, which means the malikat bin butza, petula. Oh, but our Mishnah says hayav. Because this case, we didn't, do it on purpose. When the Baal HaKura was walking, and the Rebutza was standing, or the Baal HaKura is standing, and the Baal Habit is walking, so he says hayav, even if it's memela. V'hamatnitin de memela, v'ketani hayav. So Gemara says, matnitin. So therefore it's a contradiction. What, you bring me a proof from our Mishnah? It's a contradiction from our Mishnah. Gemara says, matnitin de paska le'urha kishilda. Jeez, our Mishnah is talking about where Pascal or Hakishilda, the guy stopped on the road, the Baal HaKura, Kishilda, and therefore had no choice. Look at Rashi, Manitin de Pascal, Kora le Orha, the Baal HaKura blocked the road, Kishilda, like a carcass. Shayu Roshal le Rokava Derek, look at Afilu Memela Hayav. That's why Memela Hayav. She'en Derek le Baal Habit Lintot. In this case over here, when the Baal Habit was walking, I'm going to tell you, not only if the Baal HaKura, you know why he's Hayab Memela? You know why he's Hayab? Which means, if this guy kicked, Al-Mishnah was Mashma, Tafka, if, I'm sorry, Al-Mishnah is Mashma, even Hezek Memela. Meaning what? The guy's walking. The Baal HaKura didn't jab him. He's still standing there. And still what? The Malechit got damaged. So the Baal HaKura is Hayab. You know why? Because I'll tell you, Amish doesn't know the guy blocked the whole road. He has no choice. What do you want him to do? He can't jump over him. He can't go around him. He's blocking the whole street. So therefore, even if he's walking straight, and the Baal HaKura didn't do anything, that's what the Baal HaKura is Hayav. I went, haka. But the case of Rish Lakish, kegon de rav'a behad gisa. The animal is only the vutsa on one side of the road. Yeah. He should have walked around them. Which is, if the Rivutza kicked them, you're right. But I'm not going to give you permission to walk over the Rivutza. You had a chance to walk around them. So therefore, you have no ra'ayah for the Shlakish to our Mishnah. Again, I repeat. We're discussing one specific case over here in the Shlakish. He talked about two cases. But we're discussing one case at a time. The first case we're discussing over here is the Rivutza damaged the Mehalichet. That's the animal that is crouching, damaged the Mehalechet via kicking him. The Shlakish said, Hayav. Oh, so the Gemara said, oh, beautiful. I'll bring you Raya to that. Rivutza in the Mishnah is the Baal Kora, stopped. If he damages the Mehalechet, the Baal Havit, the Baal Kora is Hayav. No, Rivutza damaged the Mehalechet. Beautiful. The Gemara said, beautiful. Not only did you bring a proof, but on the contrary, our Mishnah is problematic. Why? Because Amishtah's mashma, that even if he damaged him, memela, even if he damaged him, by the way, without going out of his way to damage him, the Baal HaKura is considered hayav. Mashi'enkin, in the case of the Shakish, it's only if the Rivutza was meba'etet. That's just a different thing. So Gibra says, oh, you know why? Because Amishtah is talking where the Baal HaKura blocked the hole of the shoot of the beam. Black told him, what do you want from the guy? The Malechit has no choice. So therefore, no matter where he walks, he's going to be stuck. That's why it's Hayav even Memela. Mashiach, in the case of the Ishtakish, the animal is on one side of the Shutra Abim. You're right. If the animal that's Malechit is walking, and this guy kicks him, of course it's Hayav. But he can't walk over him, because he can say he should have walked around him. So therefore, you have no Ra'ayah from Amishnah to the case of the Ishtakish, the different cases. Ela sefad de matnitin misayal le'el rishtakish. You want to bring a ra'ayat rishtakish, you can bring it from the end of our Mishnah. What's the end of our Mishnah? Diktani haya ba'al chavit rishon. Uba'al kora aharon. Okay, reverse case. The guy with the chavit is in the front, and the guy with the kora is behind. Nishpera chavit bekora hayav. Right, the ba'al kora rushed up, and he busted the Havit, Baal Kura's Hayav. Where should he rush up and break the Havit? The Im Amad Baal Havit. Oh, but if the Baal Havit stopped, and now this guy with the Kura walked into him, Patur. Right. Okay, now, V'acha. Now this case over here. So again, what happened? The Mehalechit is damaging the Revutza. This would be similar to the animal that's walking. The me'aleket is damaging the animal that is sitting. We're going in that case. Until now, the case before, we were looking at the revutza damaging the me'aleket. Now we're looking at the case of the me'aleket that is damaging the revutza. That's the balak korah that damaged the bal habit. The bal habit stopped. He's revutza. The balak korah walked into him. What did our Mishnah say? Patur. Because who asked you to stop? Oh, so similarly, and it says patur, which means, similarly, if the mehalechet is walking and kicks the baal, the revutza, he's going to be patur. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? What kind of proof is that? Matnitin dechi urheka masgeh. The Mishnah is getting to where the guy with the korah is walking normally. He's walking normally, and he broke the habit. Haka, but here, Amar Leh, the guy who has the animal that's the revutza can say, Nihidi itach leshut nezguye alai. You're right. You might have permission to walk over my animal. Lebe'ute bi letach leshuta. But you don't have permission to kick me. And therefore, the Gemara wants to have no idea from Mishnah in that case either. Because our case, the Mishnah, the Baal Korah was walking into the Baal. He broke it. Okay, so the Mehalechet is damaging the Revutza. Fine. You want to bring a Raya from that to our case? Our case worse. Our case, the Mehalechet not damaged the Revutza. It kicked it. It went out of its way. So the Revutza can say, listen, I have no problem if you want to damage my animal because it's lying in the Shudra Aviv. But to go out of its way and kick it? That's worse. Now, but the Shtakish holds what he holds. The Shtakish holds, it's okay. You know why? Because the Shtakish has a rule. The Shtakish holds, kol mishaneh. You are already mishaneh. You already animal lying in Shutra Bim. Uba acher v'shina. Now somebody else came and also acted in a shinui way. Ya hayav. You started. Your animal acted in a shinui way. Once you act, you open yourself up to all damages. Don't come to me and say, oh, you should have stepped over me. Oh, why should you stop me? You're mishaneh already. But my animal's also mishaneh because it kicked. So what? That's the Shakish's logic. Now I want to point out, according to this logic, are you going to tell me that if you have a guy walking in the Reshut HaRabim with a barrel, right, and the Baal Havit stopped, oh, so not going to break it like that? Because then you say, Kol HaMishaneh, Baal HaMishaneh. Is this Shakish going to go that far? So look at the Tosafot. Tosafot asked this question. Look at Tosafot. It's the second to the bottom of Tosafot. Tema. Tosfot says, "My salkada takashta." What is the Gemara thinking? V'chi soveru she'im shavar b'mitkaven. That if the Baal Korah broke b'mitkaven, shu patur kibo ba'ata me'aleket b'rbutza ha'pshita lan b'resh perkin. It's clear to us the shover hayav. The be'adam lo shayach kol ha'mishaneh. The rule of kol ha'mishaneh only applies to animals. It doesn't apply to people. Oh, so then we're back to the question, what was the proof that we tried to make to the Shtakish? Our Mishnah was talking about a case where the guy was walking, Memela, Patur, because this guy stopped. What was the Ayat? Oh, we have an Ayat to our Mishnah, Jehovah is Patur, because the Me'alekin is damaging the Rebutza, so to over there, Armut Melech is damaging the Rebutza. What was the Havamina? This is Bi'ut. So this is what explains the Havamina. The Yeshlomar, the Sadka Datach, Ki Hechid Bematnitin, Patrina and Baal Korah, we put in the Baal Korah. You know why? The fish Baal Havi Gorem Lo Ba'amidato. He caused the Malechet to damage him. She'en lo le Baal Korah, Lizair Shemaya Amod Baal Havi. He didn't have to anticipate that he's going to stop. So you caused it by stopping. Hachename Parah Revutza. This animal that's lying in the Shutra Bim, Garmala le Malechet Shetibotba. You caused the animal to kick you. The end the Bala Paradise Shema Tibsa Paradivutza Bishutarabim the Tivot Ba Parato. Right? He had no anticipation that the animal's gonna be lying down in Shutarabim. So your actions lying down caused it to happen. So the Gemara says, hey, now I speak out the Gemara. It caused it to kick? Nah. Maybe it caused it to walk over it. But why does it cause it to kick? After that, the Shtakish will come along and say, "Nah, once ready, you acted in the Shinui way. Even my Alek acted in the Shinui way." So, give us half Amino. The similarity with the Amishtah in the case of Bi'ut was Amishtah, the guy who stopped brought it on to himself. Similarly, the animal that stopped brought this birut on to himself. Tanatikamara says, well, he brought a birut on to himself. He could say, he could have walked over me, but why do you have to kick me? And Tanatishakish will say, even if he kicks him, it's okay, because by animals, we say, call him a shane, ubahar vishina, the guy's going to be patur, because already you started. Okay? That's the deen, and that's the explanation. Comes the next Mishnah. Shnaim shayu malchim b'shut rabim. Okay, two guys are in the reshut rabim. Echad ratz v'echad malich. One guy's running, and one guy's walking. Or shushneim ratzim. Or two guys are running. Both guys are running in the reshut rabim. Again, it's a place where they're both allowed to be. V'ziku ze'etzeh shneim peturim. And they damage each other. They're both patur. Logic? Well, they both are allowed to be there. L'chaura, even one guy's running, and one guy's walking. Patur again, to see why. I just said both guys running, so you're equal. If one guy's running, where should he run? It's Rut Rabim. You gotta watch yourself. He damaged when you were running. Why should he be patur? Gemara. Gemara says, "Matnitin de loki isi ben Yehuda." That's not going like isi ben Yehuda. What the Tanya isi ben Yehuda Omer? Rats hayav. Oh, the guy that's running is hayav bepne shehu mishune. Because she acted in a not normal way. Who's asking you to run? Watch your steps. Umode isi, but isi agrees. Be'erev Shabbat ben Hashem Ashot shu patur. If a guy's running into the Shut Rabim on Friday afternoon, close to sunset, because he has a right to run. Why? He's running to his Shabbat errands. He's running to prepare for the Shabbat. That's already his mitzvah. Everybody has rights to run on the Erev Shabbat in the public domain. He's preparing, no problem. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, halakha ki isi ben Yehuda. Halakha follows isi ben Yehuda. Oh, so Gemara says, Umi Amar Rabbi Yohanan akhe? Does Rabbi Yohanan say that? V'ha Amar Rabbi Yohanan akhe kestam mishnah. He says the halakha like stam mishnah, and our mishnah says utan echad ratz v'echad malech oshu shneim ratzim peturim. And our mishnah's master is even talking about during the week. Isi only said it on erev Shabbat. Gemara says matnitin be'erev Shabbat ben Hashem Ashot. No, our mishnah is talking about erev Shabbat. Mimai, how do you know that? Medeketari oshayu shneim ratzim peturim, which is to say if they were both running patur. Ha tu lamali. We don't need any more cases for. Hashta ehad ratz ve'had me'alech patur. If you told me one guy was running and one guy was walking patur, shnehem ratzim mebaya? Do you have to give me the case of two guys running? The Mishnah doesn't make any sense. What did you need two cases in the Mishnah for? If I gave you the case of one guy running is patur, koshken, if two guys are running, they're patur. You know why? Elachi kamar. Ehad ratz ve'had me'alech patur. Bame devarim amunim be'arim Shabbat ben Hashem Ashot. אבל בכל אחד רץ ואחד מהלך חייב. שניהם רצים אפילו בכל פטורים. Learn the Mishnah. אחד רץ, you know why he's פטור? Because it was Erev Shabbat. But if that same case would be on a weekday, it would be חייב. Oh, which the case of the weekday that it would be פטורים if both of them were running? So that's what the halakha is like the Mishnah. Halakha follows Isi בן יהודה. אמר מור, הוא מודה Isi בערב שבת בן השם רשות שהוא פטור מפני שרץ ברשות. So Gemara says, "Be'erev Shabbat, my birshut ika. What is this birshut? The permission that he has Be'erev Shabbat to run? Ked Rabbi Hanina, the Amar of Hanina, bo'u v'netze lekrat kala malketa. Right? It's like a person going out to greet the king. Be'erev Shabbat, they would go out to greet the Shabbat. So just like when you go out to greet the king, you're running to greet the king. They would go bo'u v'netze Shabbat malketa. The Amir lekrat Shabbat kala malketa. The Shabbat bride, we're going out to greet. Rabbi Hanai mitatef." The Vyana would put on his fine clothes, Vika'amri, Bo'ikala, Bo'ikala. And just like at a wedding or at a procession of the king, you run to go greet. So the same thing over here, you're running to go greet the Shabbat. Therefore, you have a permission to run. And therefore, if you were Mazik on the way, you are indeed Patur. Right? That's the Ka'adam and Mekabed Pene Melech, that she says, which I guess you do it in a running way. Okay, that's the way they understand it. Some explain it's talking about Tzurche Shabbat. Sam, you're running to get the needs for Shabbat. And Ben Hashem Ashot is not Davka. Ben Hashem Ashot means some Hatzot on, whatever, from Shabbat afternoon. The next Mishnah. Amibakeya Bereshut Rabim. Okay, guys, chopping wood down in the Reshut Rabim. Vezik Bereshut Yahid. What happened? The wood jutted out and damaged in the private domain. Or the opposite. Bishut Yahid, Vizik Bishut Rabim. Or he was chopping in the Rishut Yahid and damaging the Rishut Rabim. Or Bishut Yahid, Vizik Bishut Yahid. Or Rishut Yahid, Rishut Yahid. Acher Hayav. Basic rule of the Mishnah, no matter where he's chopping, and no matter when it damaged, The guy's going to be hayav. What do you need three cases for? Vitzricha. You need all three cases. The first case. That's why he was chopping in the shuti yachid and it damaged, meaning the wood jutted into the shuti rabim. Mishum de shkichi rabim. Of course. What are you doing over there? You got to be careful. You know, in the rabim there's a lot of people. You have to be careful over there. Therefore, you're guilty. Avam shuti yachid, shuti yachid. But if it's going the other way, chopping into the shuti rabim and the wood went into the shuti yachid, I could say the lo shkichi rabim. You don't have to anticipate there's going to be a lot of people over there. Who's in the shuti yachid? Maybe he'll be patur. That's why he says, no, even that case is going to be a hayat. They'll go the other way. If it would have said, chopping from the shuti rabim to the shuti yachid, so you know why he's guilty? He had no right to cut trees in the shuti rabim to start off with. Who gave you rights to cut the trees in the shuti rabim? That's why you're guilty. I don't care where it landed. But when he's cutting from the shuti yachid, I can say, the b'shut avid, he's cutting with permission. So that's why you need those two cases. The itana hanachtati. If you gave me the first two cases from the shuti yachid to rabim and rabim to yachid, hamishum deshkichei rabim. I'll tell you the reason why when you went from yachid to rabim, the reason why yachid, of course, you should have anticipated there's a lot of people in the rabim. The hamishum deshlo b'reshut. And in the case where you went from rabim to yachid, I'll say because you had no reshut to do it in the rabim. Avam reshut yachid reshut yachid acher. From yachid to yachid, it's got no problems. You did it b'reshut, and you shot it into a place where there's not too many people. I would have thought you'd be patur. Kamash malan. Hayav in that case as well. Therefore, tzericha. You need that case as well. Tanu rabbanan. We have a beraita. Nechnas nachanuto shel nagar. What's a nagar? Carpenter. So what did the guy do? He walked into the carpenter's shop. Shelo b'reshut. What does it mean, shelo b'reshut? He didn't have permission. Now, the nagar knows he walked in. He sees the guy walking in, but he did not give him express permission. All right? The nitzab bakat, the guy's chopping wood, whatever he's doing over there, the carpenter. The tafha al pana vamit. The piece of wood jutted out, hit the guy that walked into the store, killed him. What's the deen? Patur. Patur from what? He killed him. Patur from galut. It does not go to galut. Okay, we have to see exactly why. V'im nechnas b'reshut hayav. Oh, but if he gave permission to come in, he saw him walk in, come on in, then everybody's going to be hayav. Hayav in what? The Gemara says, my hayav. The Gemara says, explain exactly the case. Amar bi Yosef bar Hanina. Hayav bedalet devarim. Oh. What's the dalet devarim rule? Nezek, tsar, shevet, and ripui. Because bottom line, you're a mezid. You told the guy to come in, so you're a poshayana. Remember we said the four payments are paid dafka when you're a poshaya. In this case, you let the guy come in, and he damages you. You don't pay boshet, because boshet, we said, is only when you mitkaven. Here he wasn't mitkaven to damage him. But he's a poshet, because he did let him come into his store, therefore he pays the four damages. No, he got damaged, let's say. There's two cases. He got damaged, or he died. If he got damaged, and you gave him permission to come into the store, so then already you're a poshet, you have to pay four out of the five damages. It could be one of the two cases. I'm explaining what hayab means. It's okay, he damaged him, or he killed him. Others, huh?
Why, when they say patur, why is it patur from galut?
Right, right. Well, that's the case where he killed him. That's the case where he killed him. Now he goes, hayav. Hayav in what? So it's hayav in these cases. Upatur megalut. However, Rabbi Hanina says, Rabbi Yosef Hanina says, he's patur. Even in that case, he's patur from galut. Which is an interesting case. You told the guy, come into the store. Guy comes into the store, with permit. You got to be extra careful, I would assume. Don't worry, you killed him. But the hayav is only talking hayav in damages. But you're not hayav if he died to go to galut. Why? So Rabbi Yosef talks. If he she'en domen liyar. Because the classic, the paradigm case of Edom Miklat is the forest. Ya'ar, in the case of the ya'ar, zel lirshut nechnas. Each one went into a place where he was allowed to go. this guy went into the reshut of Havero. So therefore, it's less. You see, the B.O. says learning, it's less. The case of Galut, each guy's going into his own domain. Okay, so if you Hayab, Mashaykin over here, Hayab Galut. But if he can be patur from Galut, because he's learning, it's less than the case of Galut. Because in this case, you came into my reshut. What do you want from me? Yeah, but so what? What do you want from me? Therefore, patur. That's the way we're understanding it, you see, initially. The Gemara is going to fall off this logic. But initially, we're assuming what he means is, listen, this is much lighter than the case of a regular Galut case. Regular Galut case is, each guy went into his own domain, Ya'ar, free zone, he killed him. All right, fine, go to Galut. Here, he walked into his friend's domain over there. What do you want? Nah, don't worry about it. You don't got to go to Galut. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Gemara, does that make any sense to you? Amar Rava. Rava says, Uma Ya'ar ze ledaton nichnas. Each one went in on his own knowledge. But we consider it as if when you kill that you went into your friend's domain, that you killed him in his domain. If in a virtual nichnas, in a permission, nichnas, no kol sheken, you told them to come into the store. Which is, in the yard, I wouldn't go into your reshut. I'm in my domain, you're in your domain. We consider it when you kill, when you chop the tree down, it's as if I went into your reshut. And I'm hayav galut. Kol sheken, when you told me to come into your reshut, and then you killed me, certainly I should go to galut. So, your logic, Rabbi Yoseh, makes no sense. Oh, but I'll tell you why it's patur. You know why? For a different reason. Ela amar Rava, my patur megalut, de lo sagi le begalut. Galut's not enough for this guy, because he's a mezid. Which means you're worse. Galut is kapara for his bishogeg. So therefore, he told Rabbi Yosef, you're making it as if, nah, the guy's even less than a regular otsaya bishogeg. Nah, I mean, patur. What do you mean patur? On the contrary. This case worse than the Yaal situation. Yeah, come on in. Oh, come on in. Then what? Then he kills him. You tell me that guy's patur? I'll tell you why he's patur, by the way. You know why he's patur? Galut's not enough for this guy. Because he's cut off the mezid. There's no galut for a guy that's cut off the mezid. That's the way Rava says. Now the Gemara says, Dehainu ta'amad Rabbi Yosef bar Hanina Mishum da'avileh shogeg cut off the mezid. Oh, here's the key of the Gemara. Rava comes along and says, I want to tell you something. That's what Rabbi Yosef was saying. Which means, Rabbi Yosef bar Hanina, you misunderstood him. This thing with this Ya'ar business, where it said over here, Amar Rabbi Yosef bar Hanina, Hayav bedalet devarim upatur megalut. Period. That's all he said. And you know what he meant when he said patur megalut? Exactly like I said. He's patur from galut because of, he's cut off the mezid. Take out these words, Fishin Domer Liyar. That wasn't Rabbi Yosef talking. That was the Braita talking. That was already someone else talking. We thought Rabbi Yosef was saying, Fishin Domer Liyar. Oh, therefore it's even less than a yard. That was no. Rabbi Yosef is agreeing with me, by the way. Rabbi Yosef said Patur Megalut, period. You know why Patur Megalut? I'll tell you the reason Patur Megalut. Because the guy invited him into the store, he gave him permission. So you should have been careful. Careful. According to this, Rabbi Yosef and Rava are really saying the same reason why. Patur from Galut. Very good. Tanat the Gemara says now. So what are we learning over here? We're learning an interesting hadush, by the way. Somebody that is like Karov le Mezid, there's no Galut for such a guy. Karov le Mezid. If a guy's a definite Mezid, for sure there's no Galut. Then you kill him. If you have witnesses, he dies. This guy, you can't call him a Vadai Mezid because he didn't intentionally really try to kill the guy. But you told him, come into the store. You see a guy standing in front of you. You got to be careful now when you're chopping wood. When you see a guy in front of you, you told him to come into the store. You got to make sure. So it's called that Karov the Mezid. So Karov the Mezid, you put him in Galut. Not because you're off the hook. Because as I said, Galut is not enough kapara for you. Now the Gemara starts with his questions. Mativ Rava. Start with the questions. Second line was Mativ Rava. Okay, we have a case of a betin made a psak. This guy's Hayav Makot. Now, before Beitin gives a guy Makot, they bring a doctor in to see how many he can withstand. Maximum is 39. That's it, right? The doctor comes along and says, listen, the guy, he can't handle more than 25 makot. Otherwise, you know, he's going to die. So they don't give him 25. They give him makot that are divisible by 3. So they'll give him 24 makot. Very good. Divisible by 3. Now we're going to talk about the shaliach of the Beit Din. He's hitting the guy. 1, 2. By mistake, he hit him an extra time. He hit him a 25th time. Or actually a 26th time, whatever it may be. And the guy died. So Gemara says, Hosif lo ritzuah achat. Let's say they made him an umdina for 24. Give it that case. They gave him an umdina, he's worth 24, and he gave him 25. Vamit, hare ze gole al yado. What? The shaliach of Beit Din's got to go to exile, because he killed him b'shogeg. Give us, why? V'ahachat b'shogeg karov lemezitu. Hey, that's karov lemezit. Div'e asuke adate de mighty inish b'had ritzuah. He should have known that with one extra blow, he can kill the guy. He's a piece of, he's cut off the mizid. Viketania rezegole. So what do you see? Even in a case of cut off the mizid, you still go to galut. Kebaraz amar of shimi min ardea de ta'e bibinyana. What do you want? He's a shogeg. He lost count. He lost count. He didn't do it on purpose. He lost the count, so he's a shogeg. Kabbalah says, what are you talking about? Tafah le Rava besandele. Rava hit him with his, hit Rav Shimi with his shoe. Or some say with the shoe or on the shoe. And he took his shoe like his foot and he stepped on. And she says two explanations. And she says, besandele, the Rav Shimi, he kaw al sandalo. He hit him on the sandal of Rav Shimi. With his shoe he hit Rav Shimi. So it's about whose shoe it is. And anyway, he hit him. Well, he didn't like that pshat. He says, what are you talking about? Amar le atu humane. Who's doing the counting over here? He doesn't do the counting. V'atanya gadol shebedayanim kore. There's three judges. The biggest of the judges reads different pesukim. V'flashim and makotecha, different pesukim when he's giving the makot. V'shini mone, the second judge does the counting. Bashilishi Omer Hakehu. And the third judge says, hit. So therefore, you can't blame him. He counted wrong. They're counting for him. So give it, the judge is counting. The judge himself made a mistake. So if the judge himself made a mistake, what do you want from the Makkeh? Also some explain, because the Makkeh should have kept track himself. And for the fact that he keep track himself, he's guilty. Oh, so why isn't the Beit Din guilty? And Shaliach Levar Avera. They didn't kill, he killed. Why is he going to Galut? Because already it's considered that he should have counted. So therefore, the Deen is Harev Zegole, because he's really not a Mezid. He's a, no, he's not a Karov Mezid. The Deen is Ika, he goes to Galut. Why is he going? Because he's a Shogeg. You can't call him a mezid. He's not karov le mezid. He was. They told him it. Well, so he's a shogeg. I'm just maybe he's an honest. Maybe he should be totally off the. No, because he should have kept track himself. Bottom line, Yadav were doing their thing. So that's considered a shogeg. Good. Metive. Okay, next case. Hazorek et ha'evin reshut rabim. What did a guy do? A guy took a rock and he threw it into the public domain. V'harag, hare ze gole. Gemara says, V'ahaka de shogeg karov le mezidu, Div'e le asuke adate, De b'reshut rabim, Shchihay inche, V'ketani hare ze gole. That's right. When you throw a rock at the reshut rabim, you got to assume there's people in the reshut rabim. That's karov le mezid. And still, what does it say? You go to galut. So you see what? Even a karov le mezid, you go to galut. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzhak, B'soteret kotlo. Nah, the guy was knocking down his wall. He wasn't throwing a rock. He was knocking down his wall. So what? So he's knocking down his wall. He still has to make sure that there was nobody there. If he knocked down his wall to the Shutar Abim and he killed somebody, he's cut off the mezid. He did it at night. He didn't expect people to walk at night. I'm sorry. But at night also, bottom line, once you break in a wall to shoot at a beam, you got to check at night also. And if you didn't check, you're cut over the mezid. Go back. It's talking about where he knocked it down during the day, but into the garbage dump. To the ashpa is a place where people used to also relieve themselves. Now, Gemara says, wait. Hai ashpa hechidame. Could you tell me the case, please? If there's always people in the day in this garbage dump, so therefore he's a mizid. He knocked down his wall to the garbage dump? To the ashpa? He's a murderer. And if people don't go there, so he's totally anus. He should be off talk in totality. Amar papa, lo tzericha ela, be'ashpa asuya lipanot balayla. It's an ashpa that people use at night. At night, no one can see anybody. So people go there at night to relieve themselves, because it's modest. However, ve'ena asuya lipanot bayom. During the day, nobody goes there. Okay? Because it's too open. People don't want to reveal themselves in the open. Ve'ika de mikri v'yativ. Oh, but sometimes, once in a while, a guy will go during the day and sit over there. Mezid lohavi. You can't call the guy a mezid. Teha ena asuya lipanot bayom. Because really, it's not made for usage during the day. However, anus name lohavi. You can't call him an anus because teha ika de mikriviyativ. Because there are some people that sit. So therefore, it's called a shogeg. Therefore, he goes to galut. Good. Now, one more pshat. Now, so therefore, we have a derech in the Gemara. The derech in the Gemara is the case of the Nagar. What happened with the Nagar case? He told the guy, please, come on in. He let him come in. So what do we say? If he damages him, he's chayav bedana devarim. Because you're posheya. You let the guy come into your store. Oh, but what? Oh, I just want to speak out one point before I go further. In the case where the guy walked into the store alone, without permission, and the guy damaged him, is he chayav bedale devarim? No, he's honest. Only nezik. No, nezik we learned is even honest. Sorry, Adam has to be careful. Adam has to pay no matter how he damages. So nezik he'll pay, but the other payments no, because he wasn't a poshek. You came to my store without permission. Get that clear. The only time I have to pay the four payments is when I'm a poshaya. I told the guy, come into the store. Well, he came in and I saw him, and I went, come on in. Oh, now you're damaging me, you're guilty. If the guy walked in alone, I pay nizik. Because even if I'm honest, I have to pay nizik. But the other payments are, we kill him. I'm talking about damaging now. But if he damaged him, he only has to pay nizik. Killing, we said, you're patur from galut. Patur from galut, it's his fault. What'd you walk into my store for? Nothing, because I'm honest. I'm not a mezid, nothing. I'm patur from galut because I'm patur from galut. The hadush was in the case with the guy's permission. Then he's patur from galut, not because he's off the hook, because you're a karov le mezid, and a karov le mezid doesn't get a galut. Good, and that's what Rava was saying, and that's what Rabbi Yosef was saying.